The total number of U.S. troops killed in the battle for Fallujah last month was 71. That updated figure from the U.S. military in Baghdad today. And so a steady stream of combat death notices has made its way to families in the U.S. On Sunday, November 14th, at 3 in the morning, Danny Bryan of Lumberton, North Carolina, got that dreaded knock on the door. Two Marines came to tell Bryan that his 23-year-old son Benjamin had been killed the day before as a result of enemy action. From member station WUNC, Rusty Jacobs reports.
There's something striking about one of the photos on the wall of Danny Bryan's mobile home. It's a picture of his son Ben in his Marine Corps dress blues. Ben's small, dark eyes are narrowed and his jaw is set tight as he peers from under the brim of his cap. But despite the intensity, Ben still has a look of youth and innocence.
He was a good boy. He was a good young man, and he didn't do drugs. Never was in trouble.
Danny Bryan says he had misgivings about Ben joining the military. But even when he was a young boy, Ben Bryan expressed an interest in the military, says his aunt, Carolyn Vendrick.
I remember when he was small, how he would like to wear the little camouflage shirts and pants and play, you know, army and little military games like that.
Young Ben would often go over to his aunt's house to play video games and to eat a snack.
He would come every day. Lots of times I'd have to say, Ben, you have to leave now because I've got to go somewhere, So I'd have to run him off. But every time he'd leave, he'd hug my knee and say, he loved me.
Vendrick says Ben loved family get-togethers. It probably filled a void in the young man's life. When he was 15, Ben's mother, Mickey, died after a long bout with cancer. That's when Ben joined the junior ROTC at Lumberton Senior High School. That's also when Ben went to live with his father, Danny.
We were close. I mean, we were both on the quiet side, but we were close. And if we wanted one another to know something, we told it.
The two men found an activity to share together that suited their reticent natures. They loved to go fishing. Danny Bryan says he and Ben planned to catch up on some fishing and camping as soon as Ben returned from his second deployment in Iraq.
And I never thought Sunday morning would come, because he was planning on coming home. He'd have been home in January, and we'd been talking about catching up on things that we hadn't did.
Danny Bryan says his son planned to come home, buy a truck, and look for a job. Ben had only recently begun talking about a life after the Marine Corps. Danny Bryan says he's happy Ben found in the military something he loved, even though in the end he died for it. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.